Track 14, Tim's Big Christmas Quiz Answers. Okay, let's tot up our marks. And if you did well, give yourselves a pat on the back. If you didn't, I suggest you console yourselves with a glass of something festive.
Tim has put a piece of holly on my chair. Thank you, Tim. Ooh, I think you need your bells jingling. Anyway, welcome to the answers to our true or false Christmas festivities quiz. Are you enjoying it?
Good.
So how did you do with the questions earlier? And so let's find out how you did as we pull the cracker. That is the answers. Surely that should be are the answers. I don't write these. Anyway, question number one. Is it true or is it false that Elvis Presley's only UK Christmas number one was in 1962 with Return to Sender? Well, this is true. Do you know, it's amazing to think that with all his big hits, Elvis only had the one here in the UK. Cliff, of course, was at number two. And question number two, is it true or is it false that the poinsettia, yeah, that lovely plant with the red leaves, it derives its English name from American politician Joel Poinsett? Well, do you know what, my little Christmas angles? It's true. Indigenous to Mexico and Central America, the poinsettia is particularly well known for its red and green foliage and is widely used in Christmas floral displays. It derives its common English name from Joel Roberts Poinsett, the first United States minister to Mexico, who is credited with introducing the plant to the US in the 1820s. I didn't know that. And question number three. Is it true or is it false that Marley was dead are the first words of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens? Well, do you know, folks, this is true. The famous opening line from Charles Dickens' novella, A Christmas Carol, referring to Jacob Marley, the deceased business partner of the main character, Ebenezer Scrooge. Well, you can all go boo now. And question number four. Is it true or is it false that traditionally a silver shilling was put into Christmas pudding to bring good luck to the person who found it? You'd need good luck. You'd probably break a filling on it. Anyway, tricky this one, Tim, because I know it was a coin, but a shilling? It is false. Traditionally, it was a silver sixpence, not half a sixpence. Thank you, Tommy Steele. This is turning into a musical edition of the quiz. Anyway, let's move on to question number five. Is it true or is it false that robins appeared on the first Christmas cards? Oh, the cheery red-breasted birds who are the garden's friend must surely... Oh, no, in fact, it's false. Apparently, robins appeared on designs 40 years after Henry Cole asked the artist John Horsley to design the first ever Christmas card in 1843. Cool, you get some facts here on Just Talk, don't you? Cool. We're over halfway now. Question number six. Is it true or is it false that in his plays, William Shakespeare the Bard, he uses the word Christmas just three times? Well, the man known for inventing many of the words that we use today did indeed use Christmas three times. So it's, oh, well, it's true then, isn't it? Once at the beginning of Taming the Shrew and twice in Love's Labour's Lost. Not his big hitters then. Anyway, question number seven. Is it true or is it false that in Scotland, Boxing Day became a bank holiday in 1974? Well, surprisingly, this is actually true. Although in England and Wales it has been a bank holiday since 1871, and I'm not saying the Scots are notoriously tight, but holding back on a bank holiday, eh? Hey-ho, Question number 8, ho ho ho. Is it true or is it false that if you were born on Christmas Day, your name is Jesus? Sorry, no, that's wrong. If you were born on Christmas Day, your star sign is Sagittarius. False, totally false. You're a goat. It's Capricorn, December the 22nd to January the 19th. For all you with the crystal balls out there. Oh, chilly with those, I should imagine. Question number 9. Is it true or is it false that Jingle Bells was originally written for American Thanksgiving? This is true. It was written by James Lord Pierpoint to be sung on Thanksgiving, first published in 1857. And the last question, the final question of this year, ever, of 2025, is it true or is it false that the church traditionally suggests that it took 12 days between the birth of Jesus and the arrival of the three wise men? That's all the roadworks in Norwich for you, thank you very much. Hence, the 12 days of Christmas. Well, this is true. The 12 days are traditionally counted from Christmas Day, which is December the 25th, to Epiphany, January the 6th. And this is the day the wise men are celebrated for visiting Jesus and presenting their gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. And, no, not a soap on a rope, Tim. The period commemorates the journey of the Magi as they followed the star to find the newborn king, which is seen as the revelation of Jesus to the Gentiles. OK, that was a fairly sane set of questions this time, I think. Well, I think Tim has calmed down after last month's array of nonsense. OK, you're dying to know how we did it here at Chatterbox. We managed 4 points. That's nearly nil point, really. But not bad, considering the donkey smell here. And the brandy that's gone down too quickly. How did you do? And for the same reason? Well, you know, we heard about the wise men, the Christmas poinsettia, Scotland's tight rules on how many bank holidays, and our feathered friends, the robins on cards. Well, I hope you enjoyed, and will join us again next year for more fun in the land of quiz. A Merry Christmas from us all, and a big kiss. Mwah. Mwah, 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 mwah. Mwah.